This is Train for Trade Skills Radio.
And is there anything which you have particularly enjoyed so far? I know you have been on the course for quite a short time yet, but what brings you the most pleasure out of the profession, so to say?
Mainly, I suppose it just suits my nature, because I'm quite a logical person, and it appeals to that. That appeals to me. I find that everything makes sense to me. So. Mm.
It sounds like you have a natural aptitude for being an electrician. But I just wonder, Simon, before you came to do your practical training in center, you were given some studying materials to do from home. How did you manage to combine your studying commitments with your everyday life?
That was sometimes easy, sometimes difficult, depending on how much work I had available. So I tended to spend more time on the course when I had less work, but there will be times when I had a lot of work to do, and maybe I wouldn't study on the course for a few weeks. So it was reasonably easy to fit in.
And did you find your previous skills in the agricultural engineering sector useful in your electrical one?
Oh, absolutely, yes. Engineering is very very similar, and the only with the calculations, that sort of thing, it was very easy for me. Ohm's law and such like, all of that is used in engineering. So yes, a lot of that was very useful.
Do you have any tips for existing or perhaps potential students how they could do better in their training?
To be structured and quite strict in their training would be good. Turn off the TV. Make sure you concentrate on what you're doing and take it slow and make sure it's all going in before you move on to the next.
And what is the big plan for you after you finish your course and become qualified, Simon?
I will continue, if there's work available, an agricultural engineering work, I'll continue doing that while I, in my other times, I start to do some electrical work, and I will build that up.
Well, that sounds like a good plan for you, Simon, and we wish you best of luck when you finish your course and when you become qualified. Thank you very much for joining us today, Simon.
To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com.